Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, 4 o'clock. Great to have everybody. We're going to give you as much content as we can here in 2 hours, so let's dive in. How was your day? I don't care. Let's go. So here is where I am at. And I want Rico to be the arbiter of justice here. With respect to your first place AL Central Detroit Tigers, your 15-10 Detroit Tigers, I've alluded to this all week, that amidst draft talk and J-Mo and the Pistons and the scintillating win and all of it, we haven't been able to talk Tigers. Now, I want to do that now, and there's an angle to this.
Okay.
I know 15-10 doesn't look seismic on paper, but when you extrapolate the numbers out, you start to really see what this is. 30-20, 60-40, 90-60. I want to just say I can't be more excited about the way they've started. You and I had, I think, both very real and legitimate fears that Parker Meadows being out was going to kill this team.
Yes.
They didn't get the memo because they're on their 17th center fielder. They're essentially starting Paul Reed in center. And it doesn't matter.
Center field chaos.
Sure. The pitching, we knew it would be legit. It's even better because Casey Mize has just looked like the guy. Hey, I drafted a guy number one overall. He's got to be really good. Mize has been that. Torkelson has been one of the stories across the league. Hitting. I'll do this for Kenny. Audience, don't get mad at me. It's just a bit Kenny and I have. Imagine what they would look like with Wyatt Langford. Okay, I got it out of my system. Now, here's...
ask what time the Wings play.
Half past never. But here's my point. Rico, I believe they're the class of this division, but I want to put a number to it. I want to say this today on April 23rd where I'm at. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. I think this is a 90-win baseball team. I think this is a baseball team that's a 90-win team that's going to win this division. You have to begin believing at a certain point where Mize, there's just no fall off. Where they're winning series, plural, right, and stacking them. Look, I understand the Padres played on Sunday Night Baseball, and I know that's a tough turnaround. You shut them out the last 16 innings you played. The game you lost was a 2-0 game. You tamed this wild beast of a lineup that it's been better than the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know from people, and I want to know from you, if you're saying, Michael, you are overreacting, that's fine. But I want to know who's with me on this. 248-539-9797. I'm willing to say it and look like an idiot. No big deal. This is a 90-win baseball team. And it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be, well, these players. Look, it's the collective that together it works. And if Torque is what we're watching, that is a transformative bat in the lineup. So, Ricardo.
I think you're close. I may not go 90 wins, Mike, but I can meet you.
No, cat enthusiast.
No, I'm not a cat enthusiast. Nah, it's just because of baseball, because they're going to hit a bad spot where, you know what, they may hit a 5-6 game losing streak. And it could be tight game. It could be 2-1, but they're losing games. I see where you're going with this because I do think that for some reason, whenever you write this team off, it's the wrong thing to do because they just – keep winning, and it doesn't make sense, but don't ask for it to make sense.
Yeah, I know.
You just take the wins.
Look, they haven't even gotten good Riley Green yet. You know, they haven't gotten, I know he hit today, but Glaber had been hurt. Like, they haven't gotten everything from everyone yet. Torque has transformed it. The McKinstry thing, when he fades away, somebody else will pick up the slack. The center field thing, I've given up. I'm pretty sure they could start Bernie Lomax in center. It won't matter. I won't, because I'm hopeful at some point it's Barker Meadows. And from a pitching standpoint, we knew the pitching would be good. Mize being here and pitching the way he's pitched, it's transformative, because if Mize basically becomes the fourth number two, well, the third number two. There's only one Scooble, but then Flaherty, Olson, and now Mize all are pitching like number twos.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm not that far, even though you called me a shameful name.
Blank Willow.
I'm at high 80s. Okay. I'm not quite there at 90, but here's the thing.
Just say it. Come on, you want
to. Well, you know, Sparky said I had to wait till 40 games.
But that's not how radio works. I just know what I'm watching every night. And look, they don't play exciting baseball, okay? You got to let go. I know it bums me out sometimes that I'm like, oh my God, let this game end so we can go on the air. The point is.
Here's the thing. I am willing. I may not say 90, but I'm willing to say, you know what? They're a good team.
What do I got to do to get you tonight? What do I got to do to get you to say AL Central champs?
You know what? Screw it.
90.
I'll toss in two games.
That's right. That's right. It's like when Rico's at Founders Night. It's just he's getting loose. He's got the crest on, and all of a sudden, it's a party. Look, I want to hear from you guys. And David, Kenny, if you guys want to say I'm nuts, go for it. But I'm just a show-me fan, and I'm not going to lie to my listeners. I know what I'm watching. If this is who they are, it's a 91 baseball team. They can absolutely win the division. They don't have to think about a wild card. You can win it.
Well, but,
and it helps the division's awful. It is.
But I was just saying, like, this is just a good team. Like, I know we look at all the other teams like, well, the Dodgers and the Yankees. Like, at what point? Yeah, so's Detroit. They're a good team. So it's not out of the realm, Mike. Now that I think about it, I had them at 88, 87 wins.
Yeah, just fine, go to 90. Just do it.
Let's just do 90.
The water's warm. We're jump in.
90.
Yes.
We're 90.
How about 92? All right, now, David, you're shaking your head. What's the problem?
95?
There is no... Wow, okay, 95. Okay, hold on now. Slow down. You're going very, very fast there.
Never should have given me that drop.
Here's what I'll say about the Detroit Tigers. Here's what I say about the Detroit Tigers is the torque factor changes me a little bit. Because I thought they were more of an 84-win team, but that was without him. He's contributing, and I believe that that will continue through the season. Of course, we'll have his lows. It's baseball. It's a long season.
Correct.
But 90 wins, I think I can lean in that direction there, because we don't have Parker Meadows back. We don't have Veerling back. And whatever, I have to believe, whatever we decide to do at the deadline, add, that will help us get to 90 wins.
Yeah, and understand, too, I said 100 ABs, and you can start judging a guy. Torque's at about 90. He's got an OPS north of 950, which should translate, I think, to something over plus 175 on OPS plus. Forgive me if I'm slightly off. The point I'm making is that's an impact bat. So you want to say what do you believe after 25 games? I can tell you they've stacked four series wins in a row. The pitching is there. I'd say 9 out of 10 nights. And yeah, can the lineup be prone to needing to win some close games? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's not a finished product. I think this is a division-winning caliber team. And I didn't believe that in spring training with the loss of Parker Meadows, not signing a right-handed bat. And you end up, look, Kenny, what would they be if we had Wyatt Langford too? Okay, we're done. That's it. Out of my system.
And here's the other thing.
Fans don't get mad. That's a bit.
You know who we're not talking about?
Harvey. Yeah, I know. He was Willie Mays in center today. Go ahead. Get it out of your system, everybody. Yeah. Everybody wrap both hands around the flagpole. Go ahead.
Gervais Baez. Bias.
Right. New Dominican prospect.
Nah, but I'm like, even Javi's contributing. Like, things are just falling into place. We're not, I don't think that it'll continue this way, but you know what? He's just a decent ball player, which is what we've been saying. We lowered the bar. He's clearing that low bar.
Right. Kenny lowered the bar to just not absolutely awful. That's the bar.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me when you put on, when you swing the bat or go into the field. That's the bar. He's cleared it. People, where do you stand on it? I think it's a 90-win baseball team. And I think a lot of it's real. And part of this is, Torkelson doesn't look overmatched on fastballs. He's driving the baseball. The at-bats are good. You're getting quality. You're getting some walks. Not everything's clicked. I wouldn't think this highly if everyone on this team was hitting the cover off the ball. No. I think there's room for growth. And, guys, please don't be insulted, but 2-6 provides reality, not like, you know, ball-tingling dream state. This division blows. And you are the benefactor. I mean, I'm sorry. Minnesota, who continues to lower their payroll, Kansas City's whatever, Chicago. And the Sox are just a nothing burger. It's you and Cleveland, okay? But you're a 90-win team. And I absolutely want to upgrade my belief of, how about this? If you're a 90-win team, the goal is to win this division. And if Cleveland wins 95 or 96 games, you tip your cap, but you're in the playoffs too. Yeah. But the goal is win the division. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, they've got the pieces. It's there. I'm buying Torque stock.
No, I bought Torque stock this spring. But
Torque is the new NVIDIA.
Yeah. I just look at this team and it's just like, wow, they are. I just needed them to be 500 for Parker Meadows.
Search your feelings for the words, Rico.
And they are just exceeding expectations. And I feel like I did at the end of last season where we kept saying, you know what, this is how long will this? And then I just gave up and said, you know what, I'm going to ride this wave.
You go with it.
I'm riding this wave again because it's working. AJ is just, he's putting on, performing a masterclass right now. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing it.
So are you riding with me on it? I think they're a 90-win team. I think you got every right to think, you know what, we're going to win this division. After 25 games, I've given you the reasons why. If you disagree, you're not a bad person. And I don't think it makes you a hater. I don't think it makes you a bad fan. I don't think it means you're like, it's okay to say I'm not ready to go there yet. But I figure if I feel this way, I may as well tell my audience. Last I checked, that's what we do here. 248-539-9797. More of the people. And by the way, I am going to offer you something at 5 o'clock that will make tomorrow night at LCA a lock. You just got to follow orders. I'll explain.
You are very generous.
Thundersticks. No, definitely not that. 97.1. Exactly. I have asked the question. Well, it's more been a statement. I believe the Tigers, 15-10, fourth series in a row they've won. The pitching. And yes, Torkelson, it's a paradigm shift for your lineup. I think it's a 90-win team. Wasn't willing to go there in spring training. I know it's only 25 games, but I know what I'm watching. This is a team that's a division-winning type team. And I think it's real. And I just wanted to see where you guys are at. And if you're like, hey, I'm not ready to say that, I'm not mad at you. Because you're going to be right, probably, where there'll be something 25 games from now where they're like, hey, smart guy, you still think they're good? So, yeah. It's like,
no, I don't think that's fair. I think we all... And I don't want to speak for David and Kenny, but I think we all kind of thought mid-80s. And as the season went on, I moved the needle to about 87, 88. 90 is two extra games. Okay, go steal those two games, and I'm all right with that.
Let's get to the people. David, we'll catch up on ticket text later in the hour, okay? And then I do have something Pistons-related top of hour. We'll go to Mitch in A-squared. He's batting leadoff today. Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm with you, Mike. I think I'm going to go with the 90-win team. I mean, I love Tiger baseball. I mean, I think they do look really good this year. And I don't want to put the negative spin on this. I just want to pick your brain a little bit. I know a couple weeks ago after the Cole Keith debacle at second base, they lost 3-2, couldn't score any more runs after that. Last night got shut out 2-0. Like, how often is this going to, like, negate –
Mitch, clearly
blew the game the other day with that error. Yeah, the Cole Keith thing. That's what two games they lost.
I think it's on the aggregate where you just have to look at this and go, okay, that's going to be the frustrating part. Is yes, at the end of this, you do feel like they will have given away several games, but the space between when they're not booting it all over the infield, they're getting the timely hitting, the pitching is there every single night. Mitch, it's probably a sign of just how good they are, honestly. Now, again, do I wish I could fix what ails them? Of course I do. Because then you're talking about challenging to be the best team in the AL. That I'm not ready to say. I can't do that.
Sure. And then, I guess, what do you see from, like, Gleyber Torres? I know you're a Yankees guy. Yeah. And what do you kind of just see from him so far?
He's been, well, getting hurt didn't help. Look, I know what he is. And I mean, Mitch, he'll have some streaks where you go, wow, thank God we got him. Then you'll have a month where you're like, why does this guy play baseball? You know what he is at second. He doesn't have range. He'll have 15 to 20 errors this year. It is what it is. But he's going to, in crunch time, he generally will deliver a nice at bat. He's a patient hitter when he wants to be. So look, I'm just, Mitch, there's enough here. And if I can get a report on Meadows of when he's coming back, God forbid, Mitch, God forbid, if Scott Harris makes a deal to add something here. Now, I know that's way out of bounds. But God forbid.
We're waiting for the kids. We're waiting for the kids.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, if this team is winning, he will have to go out and buy something.
Have to. Or you could add White Langford. All right, that's it. I promise. I'm done. Kenny, it's just for me and you.
Why do you keep saying Max Clark's name so funny?
Right. Well, listen. White Langford hit a home run last night. Mm-hmm. Max Clark went home.
There we go. Ticket test did come in and says Langford would be nice. So there you go.
You imagine those two dudes offsetting the lefties in this line? That's all right. Hey, 2027, you wait.
When I asked Max Clark how that ice cream was last night at the ice cream shop,
he had gelato. Let's go over to Stan up in Shelby. Stan, what's going on, pal?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much, first of all, for last year on August 26th. You told me that the Tigers were plus $50,000 and to win the American League or the World Series, and you made me a good payday.
Oh, wow.
The Tigers right now are negative 110 to win the Central Division.
Yeah.
I picked them, and plus they started out at plus 220. That's how good these guys are doing.
Yep.
They're the number sixth offense in the league, regardless of what you think about them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pitching. Their fourth worst earned run average guy is Reese Olson at 347. And, you know, that shows how where did Bailey Horn and Chris Lee come from?
No one knows.
I mean, how does Harris get these guys? I mean, these guys are on fire.
Look, the whole thing, Stan, it's working. And what you said with the pitching, think about what a difference it makes that Mize is a number two for this team, and he's really your number four. You've got a depth in this rotation that, you know, every night you know you're going to get a pitching performance good enough for you to win. There are so few teams in the league that have that. You can count it on one hand, probably.
One other thing, you know the Yankees. How good is Conley, better than he was last year? Or, you know, how good has he been for us this year?
Look, this.
Conley.
Yeah. No, listen, Conley, here's my issue with him. When a guy, and I'm biased because I watched this in the playoffs, the guy threw like 76 straight changeups. I'm like, if you throw a singular fastball, the player at the plate will evaporate and he wouldn't do it. He's a very solid reliever. It's the best way I can put it. And Stan, he's more than solid right now. Long term, I think he's solid. Short term, he's been great.
And finally, we might have the all-star catcher in Dingler. What do you think?
Now, what, Stan? It's not cocktail hour yet. Let's calm down. I know you're pumped up.
Take a look at the stats.
I know, but I'm not ready to go there yet.
Now you'll say it's only 25 games.
That's where I draw the line. Okay. He's getting a little excited with the catcher spot. Take it easy.
You got him with the best staff in baseball. And
I know.
90 games.
I know that, but just – not ready. Come on. You want to be an all-star catcher? Take it easy.
Wyatt who?
No. How dare you? David, a few ticket texts if you don't mind, and then we'll get back to the people.
You have to believe in the Tigers at this point. They've played the Dodgers, Yankees, and Padres. That's three of the top six teams in baseball. They're for real.
But that is offset by playing the Bad News Bears, managed by Walter Matthau.
Very true.
AKA this division.
Very true.
But I agree with the texter.
I'm good with 90, not sure how they're doing it, but everyone is just doing their job, picking up their teammates when there's a gaffe and doing the work. Here's someone else. I'm willing to come up to 70 to 75 wins, just waiting for the bottom to drop.
You must be amazing at parties.
70 to 75.
And what planet are you? Coming up to 70 to 75 wins.
That's just not. That was never on the table. I don't know where this person lives at. Like, what are you doing? That's got to be a joke.
I hope so. The run last year and start this year feels like Michigan when we all of a sudden got great. I hope we're not cheating. Bill.
Oh, jeez. Uh-oh. Well, wow. If you hear some garbage cans and banging, I mean, you know, sorry. It is a part of your story.
They've updated it.
Oh, not that. I'm sorry.
No.
My bad. Wrong drop. Mike, I'll see your 90 and raise you to 92.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, they're trying to really compete never, here.
How high will you go, Mike?
Not 90.
Will you go to 93?
Nope. 90. Never enough for some of these people.
Yeah, right. Just like, be happy with 90.
93.
Nope.
How about 92 and Javi wins a gold glove?
We're done here. 248-539-9797. We will get right back to the people. David, do you want to go with the football today at 5:30? Is that?
Yeah, I could do
okay,
that.
Okay, so we'll just keep rolling with calls, and a lot of people want to talk about their baseball team at top of the hour. If you do what I tell you to do, tomorrow's going to be a lock at LCA. I want to know if you believe. We'll talk about it. All right, we've bumped football today to 5:30. People are pumped up, and you should be. I think you got a 90-win baseball team, and I'm really, really impressed, and I wanted to see where you guys are at with it. And look, hey, if you're pumped up about it and you end up being wrong, who cares? For me, this division's god-awful. You look like the class of it. Four straight series wins. You have played the Yankees. You have played the Pods. You have played the Dodgers. I just feel like enough of it's real. Torque looks real. Somehow you're on your fifth center fielder. It doesn't matter. I'm in. I think it's a 90-win team.
And don't forget, like once again, we're not even complaining about Javi Baez.
No.
He's just an afterthought now. Like,
right, oh, and that's how I need it.
Because, right.
Because as Kenny so eloquently put it, just don't be totally awful. Just partially awful.
I mean, I was expecting just major gaffes out in the field and bad defense. Not
sure.
Really having that, minus a couple games.
Cole no. Keith. Listen, the defense is going to be a problem long term, but I think they're so good in the space between, they can outrun it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, yes, those defensive gaffes and some of the limitations the team has, sans Parker Meadows, yeah, it's going to bite him and probably at the worst time. But for right now, I'm just saying 15-10 is nothing to sneeze at. There are a lot of teams off to terrible starts. And outside of the McKinstry stuff, a lot of it feels very sustainable to me. Very. Like the Torque stuff, when you watch the at-bats and you I don't want to nerd out on some of it, but like his batted ball data, the way he's driving the baseball, it looks real, Rico. It's like Mize. It looks real.
And he got robbed today of one.
So. I know. Hey, yeah. You know what? If you want to count it, count it. I'm fine with it.
No, I'm not counting it.
Okay. Well, I am. I don't
Why
care.
Not? Count it.
Because, David, it was an out.
No.
It was an out.
If it was Acuna, you would say it would count.
Okay. No, it would not. I would still say
he'd be crumpled up at second base.
Right. He pulls something. And he's out for 6 months.
Let's get to the people, shall we? Let's go to Chris. He's out in Belleville, 97.1. Chris, what's going on?
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Chris, are you there? Chris?
Yeah.
You got us on speakerphone?
Hey, take us off speaker, brother. I can barely hear you.
My fault.
You're all good. Yeah, loud and clear. Now we're good. Okay. What's going
Very
on?
Very good. Yeah, so I got a two-parter, I guess, now. The first is in response to what you just said, Valeni. The defense is going to be a problem long-term. Why do you think that? With the Tigers.
Torres sucks.
Okay,
he had 18 errors for the Yankees and was the worst second baseman in baseball last year. You want to tell me I don't know what I'm doing here? Like, come on, man.
Last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so now he's Roberto Alomar year over year. Okay. Come on, right. Chris.
Okay, so second base. All right, what about
I don't like second, third, short, or center without Parker Meadows long term. How about
Did
that?
Did you see Ibanez today at third, though? Looks sharp.
Okay, so one game versus 162. Chris, come on, man. You're smarter than this, Chris.
Is just drinking up the moment, right?
No, and I'm excited about them, but they're not a good defensive team. They're just not. No, I mean, look, you've already given away three games with boot and balls. Come on. It's okay to say
that. That's fair. But they're also not, like, under where they should be. I think they've been over-exceeding expectations. I mean, you had Javi today in center making a great catch over the shoulder. I mean, it kind of worked. Hinch knows what he's doing. I don't think the defense is going to be a problem. And when we get Veerling and Meadows back, we're just going to be better.
Well, that's one of the top 10 defensive players regardless of position in the sport. So, yes, Chris, I agree with you with Parker Meadows. And Veerling can moonlight at third and help you there. Absolutely.
So can Abanya, so can McKinstry. So we look at sharp. And Jesus. To be where we're at right now, this early, this competitive, leading the AL, winning the series.
Chris, I mean, hold on. I just want to make sure. Did I come on the air with an open wound in my head and say 60 wins, or did I say they're a 90-win team? I just want to make sure we're having the same conversation.
Well, I missed the opening of the air, so I'm not sure. I did hear you say 90 wins, so I love that. But to say the defense is a problem or they're going to be a problem long term, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they've been okay. But my biggest thing is the Wyatt Langford stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
When does that stop?
Never. He's my heartthrob. I love
Never.
Him. Never. I can't. Listen, it's a bit for Kenny and I and the listeners. I'm not yelling and screaming about it. I'll just never understand how we drafted a high school bat instead of a guy ready-made for you who has 1,000 OPS, who was a 4.8 WAR player last year for the world's defending World Series champs. Imagine, close your eyes and imagine him in this lineup, Chris. You know you want to. Come on.
I mean, I don't know because I like the young talent we got coming up through the farm, though. I'm excited.
Are they able to help you today? Just a question.
We don't need help today.
No. The only thing better than what you got is more. That's right. Hold on. Think about this lineup with me. Work with me.
Okay.
You could have Riley, Kerry Bonds.
Get out of there, baby.
Torque. You could have Wyatt Lang. Think about the lefty-righty splits. Chris, come on. Work with me. Come on.
I think where we're at right now far exceeds any expectations I personally had as a Tigers fan. And to see where they're at right now, I think that's a credit to the coaching.
I agree totally.
I think that
it has nothing to do.
We don't need a Langford.
Why
wouldn't you want
Langford? Who doesn't want another 30 home run hitter? Come on, Chris.
I mean, I would like him on the team for sure, but to keep beating this dead horse that we need him or that we should have drafted him.
The horse isn't dead yet.
True.
Hey, Chris, Wyatt Langford hit a home run last night. Max Clark walked home. There's a difference. One guy's here. It's actually here, happening, production. The other guy was at the Tasty Freeze last night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. No, the horse isn't dead. And we have fun with it, Chris. You're taking it way too literally. Kenny, you okay? You're rolling back there. You all right? What's going on?
No, pre-show, you nailed it with the Wyatt Langford thing, and now you're bringing it back. This bit won't die.
No, wait, hold on.
Hey, yesterday Max Clark started off with a leadoff double.
That is true.
Yeah, in the California Penal League. The point I'm making is...
Ricky Vaughn, you know.
Right. Hold on. The point I'm making is... When you don't get to call up and say, no, we don't need him. No team in baseball has a right to say that. And by the way you teach people new positions to play on the field, hell, Wyatt Langford might be your catcher. Who knows?
I feel like pretty much any team would be lucky to have that player. So when people say we don't need him, what are you talking
about?
Right,
that's what I was like. So you're saying you'd rather just stick with what we have instead of upgrading?
The Dodgers would be happy to have him right now.
Kenny, OPS plus 198.
Shohei
Ohtani. Yeah, we got slightly above terrible.
Yeah, Shohei. Yeah, we don't need him.
You got to be able to sort through the bit.
Aaron just, don't need
him. As long as there's no yelling and screaming about it, you don't get to get mad about it. It's just fun. It's something Kenny and I will text each other. It's discourse in the office and with the show. Yes.
I'm watching Max Clark highlights.
What, on camcorder?
Tony in Marine City says, Max Clark will absolutely be better than Langford. We want to be good for a decade, not a couple years.
Okay, just so we're clear. Guys, years away, you're still not getting it, are you? You were a playoff team last year. You might be a 90-win team this year. How does Clark help me? And by the way, I hate to break this to you, and if we have any Cardinal fans listening, this one's really going to hurt. Oh, you know he's just going to be great, right? I've got Jordan Walker on line 7. He's going to be working at the Quick Lube. I just know Jackson Holliday's going to be awesome.
Please give him the Quick Mart.
No, the oil change joint.
Give him the Quick Mart.
He'll be at Uncle Bobby's oil change. I'm just saying, you don't get to say, guy who's 2 years away, you just know he'll be awesome. It doesn't work that way. Guy who's actually here is.
Hey, 860 OPS through first 10 games.
Facing high schoolers. Max Clark might end up being awesome, but by the time he arrives, Wyatt Langford may have generated a 9 or 10 war over the course of two seasons. So you have to make up for that. That's okay. I'm not mad. I just don't know why listeners get so defensive. You just wait. Wait for what?
He just hit a home run out of Ishbia Field. East Lansing.
His backyard. I was about to say, what?
That's the baseball diamond.
That's okay. It's fine, guys. It's totally fine. No one's angry, except some of you. I don't know why. The Tigers are really good.
The fact that he said you just need to stop, and we didn't really need him. What do you mean you don't need him?
That only makes me want to have more fun with it. Top of the hour, we're going to mix in a Pistons topic because I think I can guarantee something tomorrow. I can guarantee a win if they do what I say. But we're talking about your Tigers. You're driving home from work. Another win today. Fourth series in a row they've won. They're 15-10. I think they're a 90-win team. I'm sold on what I'm seeing from Torkelson. I'm sold on what I'm seeing from Mize. And the collective approach at the plate, it's producing a top-10 offense. The division is, in fact, terrible. I think you're the class of it. Are you ready to say, hey, 90-win team?
And as of right now, they're outrunning the defensive problems that I thought they would be having.
Well, they don't have any. That's Chris and Belfield.
Okay.
Also noted, you don't need a 30-20, 1,000 OPS player. You don't need that. I'll let it go. I'm sorry. No, it's just stuff like that.
Walking in the door, he's one of your best five players. Walking in the door, he's there.
You don't need him. He's got a stupid smile.
Where you go? All right, let's go. He'll come off the bench. Okay.
You just wait. Yeah, I am waiting. That's the problem. I want to win the World Series. Let's go to Pete, 97.1. Petey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, you talk about sample sizes, but if you take extrapolate it out a little bit, the Tigers are 52-25 since their streak last year.
Mm-hmm.
With relatively the same team, but improvements with Casey Mize. And several improvements. I got Kaylee in the back of the bullpen. This team is a 90-win team. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. No, and it's Pete, here's the thing. Parker Meadows, we've got to get a good health report. The minute you drop him into center field, it becomes one of the best outfields in baseball because he's that good in center.
Well, absolutely. And here's the thing, that the starting pitching this year is so solid that you got to avoid losing streaks, right?
Yep.
You're going out pitchers every night that can absolutely shut down any team.
Yeah, and to your point, it makes losing three or four pretty hard to do. If the pitching is healthy, it makes it very hard to have that skid.
And on the flip side, to put together six or seven game winning streaks is much easier because you're asking each guy to go out and have a really good game.
And?
Do one.
And then you play in the Central.
Exactly.
You got to say it. This division's booty.
I'm here to tell you, this team is the real deal. They're not flashy. They're really good. They're really solid. And I tell you what, I saw the general manager last night and on TV, and he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. This kid they brought up that pitched the sidearm stuff, he was non-script.
I'm convinced. Pete, I swear to God, I've arrived at a point they could call up a dead person and he would have a sub-1 whip out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they're finding these people.
But they put him in positions to win the battle. They put him in good positions. They don't ask him to do something they can't do.
No,
so
you're right.
I'm pumped. I'm geeked.
You should be. And it's, you know what?
97.
Here's what it is. Petey, honestly, here's the slogan. Detroit Tigers. Everything the Red Wings aren't.
Pete, did you say 96 or 97?
Yeah.
Pete's feeling good.
Okay.
He's outside. I can hear the birds chirping. He's enjoying himself. Leave Pete alone.
It's not that out of the realm.
No, it's not. I'm just not ready to go there yet.
But one more thing to look at real quick.
Cat enthusiast.
Look at the series they've won.
Yes.
They're winning series. You keep stacking series. And then you got the White Sox. Once a month.
Yeah, honestly, the White Sox is like a free square. It's like in Monopoly. You pass go to hand you a couple $100 in paper money. I mean, Pete, appreciate it. Yeah, the White Sox are on like a 35-win pace, by the way. We need one of Al Berry's traffic updates where a UFO obliterates Comiskey Park or whatever the hell the place is called these days. The
White Sox. The White Sox have just went to the portal.
Oh, the White Sox booty home just blew up. Please move to the right for my cruise.
They're going to just merge with the Cubs?
Nah, no, the Cubs don't need anything the White Sox have. Maybe a bat boy.
Maybe they'll become the 4A team.
Let's go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, pal?
Yeah, hi, Mike. This is the first time I've ever been able to get through. I love your show. You guys are funny as all.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try.
But I tell you, here's what I got. I'm 100% in agreement. 90-win team, no doubt about it. Best pitching, the best starting pitching in baseball, excellent bullpen. They're getting contributions out of everybody on the team. Their defense is what it is. It's their defense. I mean, they're going to struggle a little bit. But you get Meadows back, you get Veerling back, you're going to see a whole different story.
Agree.
Yeah, terrible division. So I agree. All the points that across the board, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and guess what? I mean, Jay, it's two guys who I'm guilty as anybody. Two guys that were written off are powering it, Mize and Torkelson.
Oh, no question.
And it's unbelievable to see it. And the numbers are there. The performance is there. Even the nerd data. It's all there, Jay. None of it's fake.
Nobody saw that happen out of Torkelson. I don't think anybody in Detroit saw that happen. I know I sure did.
No, I admit it. I did.
It was a pleasant surprise. He's the bat that we were trying to get with Bergman.
Yeah,
and he's knocking in runs left and right. It's just outstanding.
We've just gotten a missive from Chris in Belleville. You didn't need Bregman either. So it's all everything's fine.
Listen, great talking to you, Mike.
Jay, you have a great day. Appreciate the kind words, buddy. Also, can confirm Nolan Ryan. Don't need him. Don't need him.
No.
Can I ask you a question? Because I mean, I've been here for 27 years if you include college. In the city of Detroit, on these airwaves, 21 years. Here's one thing I've never figured out, and you're a born and bred Detroiter. Southwest Detroit. How do I verbalize this without being insulting?
What, like, oh, boy. I'm not racist.
No, that's Kenny's line. No, my point is, why is in this town, no one's ever good enough to come here? Like, what is that psychosis?
You really want the real answer?
No, lie to
me. The real answer, Mike, is Detroiters overvalue their local heroes. They are the greatest ever. And everybody else is, eh. It's why you'd be like, oh, well, you know, we could go out and just bring in, we could trade off some low-level player, you know, Brandon Inge and go out and get this top major league player because Brandon, like, it doesn't work that way.
I think the peak of that would have been Rip Hamilton for Kevin Garnett back in the day.
Yeah.
Those shows took place.
Yeah, you know, Amir Johnson for Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's like, well, no. Yeah, because Amir is all that. And did you see this? And you know, and I was down there one game and he made a basket. That's his job.
Rico wins. More of your phone calls. I've got something for you. We will mix in some Pistons in the 5 o'clock. But again, you want to rap about your baseball team? We're here for it. I think they're a 90-win team. I'm excited about it. And today is as good a day as any to talk about it after they get rid of the Padres. Even the game you lost was 2-0. What?
Oh, and the other thing, I hate to say it, we rarely get that blockbuster superstar here, so we don't really know what it looks like.
248-539-9797. Also, Chris in Belleville says, Albert Pujols in his prime, don't need him. All right, we're good. More your calls. We lost Rico. More of your calls coming up next, 97. Okay, before I get to the people, I at least want to offer it. First time we've had a couple open lines since we popped on the air. Tigers, I think they're a 90-win team. Like, I'm in. What I see is real. I wanted to know if you were ready to go there. And we're going to get to your phone calls quickly. But let me offer this for Piston fans. Tomorrow night, we have something that, to me, looks like the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. I do believe the winner of tomorrow night wins the series. We gave you some of those reasons. I'm sure that's available on our YouTube page. Look, whatever you thought 2 months ago, a month ago, last week, or, you know, whatever, watch the games and you start to see, I'm getting Lakers PTSD from the Knicks. I think Thibodeau is going to get fired. I don't, this team doesn't look right. They're not playing well at all. And they're coming to a snake pit tomorrow night. Now, I wanted to offer something that I think would guarantee victory.
Okay.
And ergo, guarantee the series.
Okay.
But I have to play you a piece of audio. I need the Pistons to just do what I ask one time. Do what I ask. And it's not Thundersticks or Minnie Hooper or Sheila E. and her drum. No.
Slander Sheila E.
No, and it's not Tommy Hearns at the game. No. All you have to do to guarantee a win tomorrow night. Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready. All you have to do is this.
To meet and greet the Ballers.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. It's just, yeah, we don't need LB. My point is, the original intro, the original final countdown. Yes! Get Ben in his armbands, banging the scoreboard, all of it. If you do that, there will be babies made tomorrow night. If you do that, that arena, that energy will carry over into the game. But it has to, David, please. It has to be the original. It has to be throwback. I don't care. Fly in Rashid. If you do that tomorrow, how do the Knicks win? The answer is they don't. Thank you for playing.
You know what? Why do you think I want to go? I want to see what the intro is.
And Rico's going to have his Thundersticks.
Oh, and I'm bringing him back.
No, please don't.
Just for you. I don't in like studio.
Oh, God.
Every time you make a great point, Mike.
Please don't. I'm being serious, though. The original open tomorrow night.
That is why, because this game is so special. I want to see what it's going to be like, how Mason's going to hype up the crowd. I want to be there to see, witness this. So, yes, that, absolutely. It still brings chills when I hear that and hear Mason's voice. Because it's like, yeah, you're in trouble now.
What are the odds they pull this off? What are the odds they deliver on what I'm asking?
I think they can.
The original, though. Yeah. And I mean even the graphics from the Palace scoreboard where Ben takes the sledgehammer. Dang. Yes, all of it. You just go retro night. And then you go out and score 76 points for old time's sake. Maybe not the last part. Listen, do you think they got the chops to give the people what they need tomorrow?
When I saw Dwayne Wade talking about it, like on some podcast, like how intimidating it was being in Detroit and mentioning those types of things, it's like, yeah, you know what? I mean, even the shirt says back to work, so they are embracing this. They are.
Okay.
Beef Stew will lead the new alternators.
Whatever. I don't care. Palace guards, the whole bit. Yeah. David, do you agree or disagree with this? If you do that tomorrow night, that's a W.
And you got to have the fire shooting up
all
and
of
everything.
It. Go rent a few.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give us the LED roof. At least give us this.
Let's just say if they do this, then there is a crib that is going to be put back together.
That's right.
You mean it's not already?
Just saying.
It's not already?
Just waiting. It's just waiting in the corner.
I mean,
meanwhile, we've got
to get taken down.
We've got a live response from David's wife.
All right. As David walks through the door with saying mustard.
All right. I just wanted to offer that. If you agree or disagree, it's your prerogative. I think this would be incredibly special. I mean, it would be the equivalent of if, like, the Bulls were actually good again, unthinkable, and doing the original Michael Jordan Chicago Stadium Open.
Yeah.
Exhume the body of the PA announcer, the whole thing.
Nope, you're right.
History matters.
I'm hoping. It is one of the reasons why, because we're doing the show. I'm sticking around. I need to see this.
Okay. But guaranteed W if they do it.
I think so.
Okay.
The Knicks are already reeling with the crowd.
There's something wrong with them.
They needed the Madison Square Garden crowd for two games to get them back.
The first game
it happened. The second game they got close, but it didn't happen.
Thibodeau's comb over island during that open, a coach with that hairstyle cannot handle that open. Can't. It's science.
I mean, at this point, I just run an alley-oop or something just for the first basket just to make sure people do not sit for the next 2.5 hours.
Okay. Well, I'm offering it to the people. I want to get to the people now. I know the Tigers. And
you got me hype. I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
But you agree with me.
Oh, absolutely.
They've got to do that for the people.
Yeah, that was a part of the charm. It was just like, yes. Because you knew, man, you're not winning in Detroit. Not tonight. So I'm hoping they do the same. Okay. I'm hoping they're. And I think that they will. Like I said, their shirts, the back to work shirts, they're embracing it.
I still like the shirt I designed for them. We try. Because so many in the league don't. They give the most honest effort of any team in the league.
You know what? Whereas I think it was a good idea, but I don't think marketing-wise, it would rank right up there. Remember when the Lions came out with those NFL hats and it was just a giant L?
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm sure it was like, yeah, L for Lions. Hold on, partner.
They may have a different meaning.
Yeah. You know, you can't buy those.
They're gone?
They never hit the market.
Oh.
I searched and searched for years.
Oh, it's like the Hollis Spartan head design.
No, they're on the basketball shorts. People just never realized it.
Really?
We've been on them for years.
Those are awful. All right, let's go to Travis, 97.1. Trav, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, pal. What's on your mind?
So, Pistons-wise, I think they're going to win in 7. But if we're talking Tigers, that's why I actually called in, is honestly, you say 90, I think 100.
Whoa!
Okay, why is that, Travis?
I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. Trust me. But hear me out. With their pitching being as strong as it is, and then maybe possibly Kerry Carpenter starts hitting at right-handed pitchers, maybe we start see a couple more runs and some more wins.
Look, you got a top 10. You got a top 10 offense, and you're not firing on all cylinders. It's very believable to say you can win. I'm not ready to go to 100. I can't do that. I mean, Travis, there might not be a team in baseball outside of.
I understand.
But look, 90 and 72, considering.
What about 98?
I can't do it. Travis,
this
is not a Turkish spice market. I'm not dickering over oregano here.
All right. 96.
No. This is not a hostage negotiation. Travis, let 90 be good enough for today. We'll talk about 90, it in a month.
95 and 2 tickets into the 1901 society.
You know, because I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me to make a joke about who was there. I'm not going to do it. All I can tell you is he had a long walk to get sustenance.
95 and 2 tickets.
None of this. It's 90. And that's where it's at. Listen, Rico, you know this. It's so hard to win 95 games in baseball, much less 100. Nobody may do it this year. Hell, before you say the Dodgers, go look at the NL West. Every team is 15-9. And then there's the Rockies, which are basically like the wet nap of the
you need
of,
a special
of the division.
Team. You need a special team or special players.
My point is, 90-72? Nah, win the division? Come on now.
I just wanted to see how high would you go.
Are you going to be in Celebrity Row tomorrow night?
No.
Okay.
What is Celebrity Row?
I don't know. That's the problem with Detroit.
They got a seat for you.
Hell no.
Hey, David, you know, it's like 50 Cent and Fat Joe and, you know, Ben Stiller.
Like, right, but they've got like.
In Detroit?
They've got Sting.
It's going to be Mike Valeni right there, courtside.
Yeah, but see, that would tell you we have no celebrities in this town. None.
Right next to Big Sean.
Yes. Oh, don't worry. We're doing the draft tomorrow.
We're doing the Celebrity Row.
Who's going to be in Detroit Celebrity Row draft? We're going to do it tomorrow.
The problem is a lot of our celebs are dead.
Well, we pick ones who are alive.
Like I said, we're running out of a draft pool here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, first of all, if we're doing that draft tomorrow, mm-hmm. you will have to produce Motown celebs that are actually alive. For 400,
I got
Alex.
Plenty of them.
All right. Oh, just anybody with Detroit affiliation. So, I mean, you know, the typical ones right off the bat. So it's like a Wheel of Fortune. You could go Eminem.
Will Eminem be there, though?
Oh, of course, because
he makes me look like a socialite. He loves being home. Can you get him there tomorrow?
I don't know if he'll be courtside.
That's what I'm saying.
You know.
So it wouldn't qualify for the courtside draft.
He'll be there. So that's why we're going to ask him.
The problem is the only one we're ever going to be able to get right is Tommy Hearns. He'll be there.
No, there's one that we'll get right. He's my number one overall selection.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And once you're going to be like, yep, you're right. Yep.
Oh, what, Jeff Daniels?
No.
Mm-mm. Dave Coulier?
No.
Okay, I'm out. I got nothing. All right, just let's move on. I'm sorry.
He played in the league.
In the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so like former Piston?
Yeah, you know. He may or may not have babysat a house of ill repute. It's, you know.
Oh. And his initials are JR.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that doesn't count in my world. All right, we'll get to the people momentarily. Obviously, tomorrow it's going to be Pistons and draft. I'm really fascinated to see what people are into. It's been years since there's been a Lions draft with less juice. Even picking late in the first round last year, the draft was here. It was different. And the Pistons are in a playoff game. Lord knows the Wings can't be in one. The Pistons have a very important game, and they've earned their way into this game with a win in New York. I wonder if the draft actually takes a backseat. Look, we'll talk about it. I know you're already shaking your head. You're all authoritative. One step from pointing your finger. There you go. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to the people.
Someone says, 100% agree with you, Mike. They need to have the final countdown tomorrow.
Gotta happen.
Another person says, just got chills. All the hair on my body stood up. Detroit basketball.
That's right.
Instant goosebumps when I hear that.
6 to midnight.
Another person says, will they broadcast the intro on TV because I need to baptize my 4-year-old?
If they have any decency, they would. Honestly.
I think they only did it for the finals when that happened.
They broadcast Shaq almost bleeping himself on live TV. You can broadcast the damn intros.
That was impromptu. I don't think that was in the pre-show meeting.
The local side can do it, though.
Thank you.
FanDuel Sports Network can do it.
Listen, bottom line, just do it for the people in that arena.
You're right, David. They can.
Can I have it? Oh, okay. I was going to ask for the Shaq audio, but let me go to the people instead. But you're going to play that before the end of this segment, because that is still one of the moments of the year in television. Let's go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, how you doing, pal?
Hey, what's up? So, well, I'm going to go to 91 wins. Yeah, just one over you. And then I wanted to ask you, did anyone happen to get Javier's 40 time? Because, you know, the Lions could use him. Potential running back.
Look, there will be no greater play made by him. I still don't know how he made that play. I didn't realize he could do things like that still at this advanced age.
Well, that was Javier Baez today, not Javi Baez. That's why.
Yeah. I like that. But no, Brian, 90, 91, whatever it is, you're establishing you will be one of the best teams in the American League. And I feel like they have that in them. And if this is who they are, it's okay to just say it. So that's why we wanted to do this today.
All right, man. Thanks for
all right, brother.
Me.
You got it, Brian. Appreciate it, man. Let's go over to Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I know it's down the road, the trading deadline, but we have a minor league program there. It's supposed to be one of the best around. They could really make some major moves with these minor leagues. I'm sure some of these teams are going to want these players. I can imagine, you know, teams like Chicago, White Sox, Colorado, maybe even throwing Pittsburgh. What do they have that we could possibly get? Because there's got to be some pitching in our minor leagues that some teams are really going to want. It kind of excites me to know that we finally have some players in the minors that the teams might want. They might want to give us some players that can help us after the trade deadline. I was just curious what you guys thought about
that. Yeah, no, listen. I mean, Jim, there's a long way to go between now and, you know, the weeks leading up to late July. But here's what I'll say. You have a farm system, which I've always credited Scott Harris with. It's been the major league acquisitions I get irked by. But, Jimmy, you can go out and get whatever you want. But what's got to stop in this town is the Chris and Belleville routine of we don't need nobody or nothing.
Just wait. Because the real question is how much do they love the kids and are they willing to part with them for the right here and the right now? Because I'm with you. You got this farm system. Use it to your advantage. Bring in another player. and let's keep this thing going. Yeah, and let's take it over the edge. And that's
a batter of bullpen arm. That's
right. Because at this point, all right, if you're winning like this and you'll get the division, fine. Now let's start looking towards the World Series.
I guarantee I could make a joke one day. Like, I don't do the fantasy radio stuff, but I could be like, all right, guys, listen, this is what we need for Paul Skeens. First five calls will be, we don't need him. Livy Dunn would be a distraction. Like, this town is weird, man.
It is.
Strange.
It is. Because it's almost like you have to fit the whole grit profile.
That is such a limiting factor. It's like this summer, if you talk Pistons, I don't want to hear about grit and grime and garbage. I want to win an NBA championship. Here's what's not going to win it. Being the Grizzlies with Zach Randolph.
You got to be low key. You got to have grit. You got to be going to work, lunch pail, like hit all the bingo cards. But that's the mentality.
Well, it's ass backwards.
I'm with you.
Let's go to E in Detroit, 97.1. E, where the hell you been?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up? How are you?
Hey, I said 100 wins, man. I said at the trading deadline, we need to buy. We'd be in a position to buy for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
I said we need to go in and take care of our business, get another bat in here, get another pitcher in here, and then we can win the World Series this year. As far as the Pistons?
Yes.
I say, yeah, go with the final countdown. That's the first thing. No, that's one of the things. I say we should bring the hammer back and let, you know how Hooper be in the little corner revving the engine up? Let Ben get in there with him, and let's go with the bring that little Ben back for that one day.
Totally.
Going to the fourth quarter, since the last team that had a theme song won a championship, we can sing the bright side, Michigan theme.
You're going to miss me with
go
that.
Blue, go Pistons, go Tigers, go Lions.
Yeah, we're okay. Again, the folly of playing that song, I won't even get into it. Go look at the lyrics and the subject of the song, and then tell me you're excited to sing it.
Why does Michigan have to be a part of that?
Because it's a cult. What don't you get?
But no.
No, David, it just is what it is. Everything is tied back to them.
Especially with E.
E loves his Wolverines.
Yeah.
That's why I let him get to it.
That is true.
And do his thing.
No matter what.
He does.
I
would just encourage you to go... Go read the lyrics to that song and tell me if you want to be singing that.
But they sing it, and that's all that matters.
No, not really.
It got whitewashed or maize washed once Michigan sings it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Dr. Anderson scandal. Well, it was weird. They couldn't find a color photo of the guy. It was almost like he was born with General Custard.
Wasn't he?
Weird. Sorry. Okay. David, I'm sorry, but the guy wasn't the team doctor in 1918. He wasn't a character on the Yellowstone Ranch. I found World War II veteran photos in color. Couldn't find one of Dr. Anderson. They did an amazing job. Just, nope, nothing to see here. He was actually at the play the night Lincoln was shot.
I'm still waiting to hear about Weiss and Stallions.
Okay, let's just leave it alone. Please, why? We're having a good, it's a fun, just,
you opened the door.
Fun show.
You opened the door.
I'll just read this. Tim Allen will be there for sure. That is from Tom.
Tim Allen? Hold on. New York, you get like... 50 Cent there. Tim Allen is what we're rolling out? Why? Because he wore a Western t-shirt on Tool Time 25, 30 years ago?
David, what did I tell you before?
You said it.
We get the Grand Rapids Comic-Con D-listers.
Oh! That's so good. It's so accurate.
Come on. We got to do better than that.
I was an extra once.
I mean, if at least we could get Eminem there, that's major juice.
Big Sean.
Kid Rock. I don't know. Look, all of Motown's dead.
Maybe they put Stevie Wonder courtside.
He's still
Stop
with us.
Stop it.
He's still correct.
Stop
he's
it
still,
right now.
He's still with No, there's that video, though, where he was watching the Laker game where people thought he could really see, but he can't. I don't know.
I'm not allowing to slander.
No, I'm not either, but you showed me the video, and he was following the basketball and stuff.
He also did one when he caught the mic stand.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Look, leave me out of it, okay? I'm not comfortable.
He's got a keen sense of hearing.
I'm not comfortable with the subject matter. Please. I beg of you. I'm making a point. You're playing the Knicks. We're not going to live up to New York's superstars, but we got to have something.
Smokey Robinson.
He's not with us anymore. Is Smokey? He?
Yeah.
He is.
Happy Chinooka.
Okay.
He just killed off Smokey.
No, I didn't do anything. Okay. You know what? I'm done. You know, maybe they'll have Mike Stone courtside.
I was about to say Stoney. Courtside.
That's what we offer. They have John McEnroe and Sting. We have Stoney, seven Bud Heavies deep.
Stoney and Bojo.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just please. Still one of the best moments on television of the year.
In fact, he was like, I know.
Let's get to the people. Jose is up next, 97.1. Jose, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going? Valente, Rico, longtime listener, first time caller.
What's going on, brother? What's on your mind?
Oh, you know, just first off, I just, you know, while I'm with you guys, I'm going to say, you know, I'm proud of the Tigers. It's nice to see them wake up earlier in the season.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's great.
Love it. I mean, that's why we did the topic today. I think they're a 90-win team, and it's totally okay to be excited.
I'd like to go larger than 90, but I defer to your better judgment.
No. Go ahead. Go crazy.
All right, but the reason I was calling, though, is you were talking about local celebrities, like specifically to the city of Detroit, not just Michigan.
Yeah, because the Knicks always have celebrity row. Who are we throwing out there tomorrow night?
Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. You know, I'm thinking people like David Allen Greer. That's a Detroiter. Keegan-Michael Key, you know, from Key and Peele.
Okay, now that one plays an actual career currently relevant. That would play. Okay. Mr. Garvey is one of my favorites.
Okay, there you go. I mean, look, at least I'm not throwing out Eminem right away, right?
No, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, we don't have a deep, like, what are we going to do? Like, tomorrow night, Monica Conyers, courtside.
Well, couldn't we, like, roll out Alice Cooper?
Is Alice Cooper alive? 248. I have no idea.
He is with us. Come on. He just needs a little help.
Yeah, a lot. I'm not, Rico.
Bring Jack White here.
Bobby Ferguson to the main stage.
I'm going with Stoney and Wojo.
A strawberry?
Not with us.
Former Mrs. Kilpatrick.
You can't. And I made sure you couldn't.
I can't believe, David, you're a pastor.
How is it the guy that is the heathen is the safety net for a pastor? It makes no sense. You do marital counseling. You cannot say things like that, David. My goodness. Oh, I dropped it. That's not. Okay. That's an absurdity, okay. David.
No, I was saying his ex-wife.
No, don't follow it up.
No, just don't let follow it go. It up.
Don't follow it up. The Deacon Board of Greater Life.
Yeah, there exactly. Christine Beatty, courtside. All right.
This is Kwame.
Who do we have? What are they going to do? Roll Dave Bing out there again? We need star power. This is the most consequential game in 15 years. Stars. You're better off. I don't need to see Mike Duggan. Just go get the going to work Pistons. All of them. Get Theo Ratliff here. I don't care.
No,
the Rattler.
No, thank you.
Eldon Campbell.
No, thank you.
Just anyone. The Shaq Stopper, Eldon.
Victoria McDice around.
Yes, all of it.
Tremaine Whitaker.
I don't care any of it.
Mickey.
In the best shape of his life.
There you go. Best shape of your life. My God. All right. You know what? You know who would be good at this topic? It is one of the best Jamie and Wojo topics I ever heard. And I was driving home one night, and they did the Lions Hall of Fame Museum. And they were like, in this wing, all the trophies we never won. And like a completely empty room for Lombardi Trophy. And it was the quintessential Jamie and Wojo topic. This is a Wojo topic. What stars tomorrow night? If you juxtapose Madison Square Garden, and they've got like Robert De Niro.
Right.
And it's going to be cutscene, and it's David Allen Greer. I mean, like, in Living Color was 35 years ago. Seriously. All right.
Maybe they bring back Shanae.
Brandon Cotton, courtside. Oh. All right. David.
Tom Selleck.
Go ahead with a few.
Ted Nugent will be there.
That's not relevant. The guy's lived in the woods for 30 years. It's not relevant. What's he going to do? An a cappella set of Wango Tango? It's 2025. This is the problem. Can we rent a celeb? Can we just like go to a Rolodex and wheel a few in?
Walk down the streets of LA. You, coming with us.
Just get on the plane.
Here, put the D hat on. There you go.
Right, get Rob Lowe wearing an NBA hat. Place him there.
Someone says, get Cookie Moore some courtside.
Spencer Haywood, all right. Cookie. Go ahead. No. In fact, no.
Finis Dembo.
Yeah, perfect.
Cash Dow, Big Sean, and Royce the 5'9 is going to be there.
I mean, you're reaching, man.
Yes,
they've got
yes.
John McEnroe, you Sting, think? Fat Joe. Come on now.
50 Cent, yeah.
Can we please? We got to try.
There's Ben Stiller.
And he's old and gray, and he's still better than anything we got.
We got Dax Shepard showing up.
No. I thought his wife was from here. He is.
Yeah.
He's from here?
No. But he'll be here because of the wife. Live here. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's so fine.
There's one we rented.
That's fine.
We did rent it.
There's one we just rented.
Something.
Mayweather.
Huh?
He's from Michigan.
Yeah, but come on, man.
They're claiming everybody
from
Michigan.
Like Battle Creek.
They're pulling people from the entire state now.
Next up, the Flintstones.
Yeah. Mo Pete is here with commemorative club. Oh, Jesus. Okay. David, any other?
Maybe they'll bring back D'Antonio.
Yeah, he'd be a celebration. He'd be a real ball of energy.
Give me those Thunder Six. It's a celebration.
Jesus. Mel Tucker courtside.
Someone says Max Crosby.
Yeah, his cost him $82 million. I'll see myself. I'll see myself out. Okay.
I brought my own. You paid enough for it, Mel.
Okay.
You guys are crazy.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay. David, anything else?
Sauce Gardner, they say.
Sure. Okay. Honestly, I would accept it. If you could give me the going to work Pistons, like Ben Wallace, Rasheed, Eminem, Sauce, Kid Rock, montage over. A little Dak Shepherd side.
Devin Booker, he ain't doing nothing.
Every Red Wing's available. Somebody should show Eiserman what the playoffs look like at LCA.
This is what it looks like, Steve.
Hey, Stevie, taking some playoff action since you can't get us here. Can you imagine him eating sad popcorn?
It's not funny. Should have been us. My plan's going to work.
Peter Mrazek. All right, we're done. Tremendous job. Kenny, it's okay, buddy. You got to laugh. You don't laugh, you cry. Let it go. Ken Holland courtside. See, I told you the rebuild would take a long time.
Stevie, how's it going?
Put Holland next to Steve. Still think it's easy? It's a men's league.
Davey, you get this. Holland walks past the door, looks at Stevie, says, how's the family?
That was Rodman to Pippen, right? The other way around.
No, it's from Purple Rain.
No, but it also was, that started a brawl.
Oh.
It was either, I forget if Rodman did it to Pippen or Pippen did it to Rodman, and one of them got punched in the face. All right, forget it. Just move along. All right, 97.
Oh, my goodness. Still laughing. David, a couple ticket texts before we give it over to, I see Rieger out there. I don't know if Wojo is here or not.
I have no idea. Someone says Terry Crews should be here. Barry Sanders, Megatron should show up.
We're doing this tomorrow. We're gonna do a round robin. Everybody picks a name. We're gonna do it like a fantasy football draft.
Pistons are about to break out the Dietrich Fur lady.
Okay, David. Can we go 20 deep?
I don't think so. Like, for real. No, I don't think we can.
You know what? We are. Everybody's going to pick five names.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to make this. The very last two is going to be very difficult. That's going to be tough, okay? I'm just saying.
Hey, where's the value in most drafts? Final rounds.
People are pulling up names from anywhere again. Not even from Detroit, but Iggy Pop. Born in Muskegon, from Ann Arbor. We're just pulling anybody.
Go ahead and get Jack White.
Jack White, you can pull him out. Yeah, yep. Lizzo.
Okay. I'm still.
She doesn't know Detroit. She moved when she was 10.
I didn't know she was from here.
She was born here, but she moved when was 10.
Counts.
Okay. Counts. She doesn't know Detroit.
I tell you, Holland and Stevie sitting right next to each other. How's the family?
Someone says Matt Patricia.
Well, he's busy now.
Yeah, he is. You're exactly right.
He got a job.
Izzo and Mariucci have to be there, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is crazy. Some other text here says, I want to see Bill Laimbeer suit up and throw Jalen Brunson in the third row. Okay. Final Countdown is the greatest intro ever from 87 till now. It gets people insane. They have to do this.
So I'm trying to think. I haven't been this year. What's the intro for them? Do they have one?
Nothing special.
Okay.
Nothing special.
Yeah, they got to bring back
pyrotechnics or nothing.
They got to bring back the Final Countdown. I need full Mason. Yes. Just Pistons fans, get on your feet. Oh, man.
It's time to meet and greet the Ballers.
From Virginia Union University.
That was the best one when he said Ben Wallace's intro. From Virginia Union University. Amazing.
You didn't quite sound like what it sounded like, but okay, good try.
That's not very nice of you.
And Serena and Venus Williams should be there. They were born in Saginaw.
Okay.
They're stretching now,
like,
man.
Like I said, we are at Grand Rapids Comic-Con level.
All right, so you guys are asking what celebrities should be, like, front row?
We're doing the front row celebrity draft tomorrow.
I like that. So we have something like the Knicks do when they're constantly showing John McEnroe and Spike Lee.
There's Spike Lee. There's 50 Cent. There's Fat Joe. There's Ben Stiller. You know, there's De Niro. Like, that. Everybody's just all sitting around.
So we get Eminem.
Stoney and Wojo.
Wojo will be at the game tomorrow. I know that for a fact.
There you go. Will he be here tonight?
What about... I think so at some point. I did talk to him today. Like, they have to, obviously. Remember how they used to have those, like, flamethrowers? When Mason would do the introduction.
Right. Pyrotechnics. Yeah. But okay.
Okay, fine. Sorry if you want me to be specific. And then Mason was awesome. So are they going to do the Final Countdown? It's a little subdued.
The Pistons did announce that there will be a surprise. So I don't know what the surprise will be, but we'll see, right?
Cookie Moore.
That's the greatest, man.
Ooh, what's the surprise going to be? Are people going to be in the Chevrolet Plaza taking in the game outside?
Sure.
To Kenny's point, Cookie Moore would be a surprise.
It would be a surprise.
But would anybody know who he is?
We would.
And that lady that called you guys years ago from U of D.
Look, it's Cookie Moore.
What if Wyatt Langford was sitting courtside?
Oh, boy. Next to Max Clark.
Oh, that would be good. I know all the Tigers are going tomorrow.
Why not? We don't have any celebrities.
You got Eminem.
So, Rieger,
Kid Rock.
We were saying, if the four of us each had to pick, could we go five rounds? Could we get 20 people?
Yes, I think so.
You think we could?
I mean, are we talking athletes too, or do they just have to be?
No, just celebrities, just somebody.
Okay, yeah, Keegan-Michael Key.
If we all just, we went five rounds, could you come up with 20? Before you're like at Smokey Robinson.
Big Sean. Tom Sizemore. Well, I think he died, sorry. okay. Yeah, I mean.
Sure? You sure about that 20?
Pickens are slim. You might be right about this, actually. Well, he.
Hey, maybe we get Lonzo from training day.
What about Gus Johnson?
He is from Detroit.
Yeah. Oh. You're going to get Gus.
Does he remember that, though?
Yes, because he went to U of D.
Yes.
Oh, he has to tell you that.
He went to U of D. I was there.
What about
like
Valet?
Cassius. Ha.
You could get Mike. What about you and Mike? You guys are Detroit celebs. Come on.
Once again, it just shows you. There's 50 Cent. There's Mike Valeni.
What about Madonna? No, go get Madonna and Stevie Wonder.
They have 50 Cent. We have Kenny Cott.
Right. We got Admiral Cott over there. what you got going on?
I'm looking at what about Alice Cooper? Mm-hmm. No? Wow, you are right, man.
We're D-listers.
There's somebody called the Floaters. You can get Marvin Gaye. He's no longer with us.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. All right, then.
Hey, Marvin, what's going on?
What's going on? What about the...
Brigger, what do you got coming up for
your
show?
What do you have coming up?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about a declarative statement that Wojo has and that I have, one involving the Tigers, the other involving the Pistons. Which one is more true or realistic? We'll get to that. And we got some other stuff, too. We'll get you up to 8, and I'm by myself.
As you do your show by yourself. All right.
What about Mike Posner? Iggy Pop.